I recommend joint-ritis for anybody that has any kind of pains from arthritis or any kind of aches.
And I used that joint-ritis, and it was like a miracle.
You're going to pay a little bit more for joint-ritis, but it's worth every penny that you pay for it.
Joint-ritis gave me far better pain relief than what I had ever had before.
Joint-ritis, with a medicine doctors trust, plus triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and conjointin. Use as directed when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary. Joint-ritis stops your pain.
How do you know you're buying the right used vehicle? Will the sales guy give you a thumbs up? Will your gut say, hey, this is the one? Or will you rely on a sign from above, like a GM-certified used vehicle sign? One that says every GM-certified vehicle on the lot has been fully inspected and reconditioned. Plus, now qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Now that's a sign. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11:30:04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More flu politics. As seniors line up around the country to try to get flu shots, the government saying today vaccine injections will be available for another 2.6 million Americans this year. U.S. officials say the manufacturer Aventis Pasteur can make the extra doses, but they won't arrive in America until January. Each week until then, U.S. health officials will distribute a few million of the doses they have on hand. Overall, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says the U.S. is expecting to have about 60 million doses of vaccine and nasal spray. But that's almost 40 million doses short of the planned total. However, they also have enough antiviral medicine to treat about 40 million flu victims after they get the disease. George W. Bush trying to assure seniors the government is doing its best in getting flu shots out to the elderly, but Democrats are alleging incompetence. John Kerry today criticized Bush over the supply of flu vaccine. He said the shortage a result of a failure of leadership by the man in the White House. Kerry says if you can't get flu vaccines to Americans, how are you going to protect them against bioterrorism? And Kerry said if you can't get flu vaccines to Americans, what kind of health care program are you running? Some members of Congress got their flu shots before they headed home to campaign this month, despite the vaccine shortage, and they were following the advice of the Capitol physician. While the new federal guidelines now encourage healthy adults to skip a shot this year, dozens of lawmakers, 35 in the Senate alone, are 65 years old or older. Older people and the very young are most at risk. Capitol physician John Isold considers all lawmakers in Congress prime candidates for getting and spreading the flu because of all that time spent visiting retirement homes, holding babies, shaking hands, stuff like that. So even though President Bush said he would forego the flu shot this year, the doctor on Capitol Hill said the members of Congress should get their shots, and so many of them did. A Las Vegas casino company taking heat for distributing flu shots to its workers, despite calls to ration the vaccine. The top Clark County health officer says officials are not happy. Mandalay Resort Group provided vaccinations to hundreds of workers last week. In Missouri, a man named Norman Cooper has been unable to find a flu shot for his wife, who takes daily oxygen treatments for asthma, emphysema, and bronchitis. And then he found out that inmates in the state prison just down the road, they were getting their flu shots. He says, I don't think they should get flu shots over citizens who are high risk. The prisoners are being treated like first-class citizens, and we're second-class citizens. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
When you're buying a used vehicle, lots of questions come up, like has the vehicle been inspected? Does it come with a comprehensive limited warranty? Well, when it comes to GM-certified used vehicles, the answer is yes and yes. Plus, now qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. So why offer all that? Well, we don't mind hearing our customers saying yes either. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11:30:04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Attention Vioxx users, the following is an important message from the law firm of Davis, Saperstein, and Solomon. Merck has finally taken Vioxx off the market as a result of an explosive study. Research indicates that long-term use of Vioxx carries an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, blood clots, and kidney damage. If you have taken Vioxx for a year or more, you are at increased risk of these side effects. You need a law firm with years of experience in pharmaceutical litigation protecting your legal rights now. So, if you took Vioxx for a year longer and have suffered a heart attack, a stroke, blood clots, or kidney damage, call the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon at 1-800-LAW-2000 and find out about your legal rights. The call is free. The advice is free. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon maintains offices in New York and at 375 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today or find us on the web at VioxxLegalRights.com. We also welcome attorney referrals, so call 1-800-LAW-2000.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be the president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a Bush-Cheney myth it is. The kids play in the lab and invent the activist judge at their campaign convenience.
The Ninth Circuit Court conveniently dissolves in hot campaign water.
And don't forget the pep attack. Mike Papantonio pulls the Thune out of Daschle's side in South Dakota.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We have some sound for you tonight from President Bunny Pants in Burlington County, New Jersey, at the Evesham Recreation Center. This is from yesterday. Remember yesterday he was allegedly going to give a major policy speech, and it turned out to about a 45-minute bloodlust rant against a guy who's going to whip his ass on November 2nd. And, well, we've got some sound for that. From that, and you should hear, I want you to hear is the audience in these sound bites. We'll do that in a couple of minutes, all right? Phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you'd like to call in at any point during the evening, 866-303-2270. Got an email from Tom Green in Los Angeles. I want to share it with you. Dear Mr. Malloy, there has been so much Bush bashing about our president's performance in the three debates on your show that the true meaning of Bush's brilliance has become lost in the bunkum of Air America's instant spin machine. You have said again and again after each debate that Mr. Bush seemed to be unfocused, confused, and came across as, quote, three different people in the three different debates, end quote. However, as always, you are so intent on creating a smokescreen, no matter what the real facts, that you have totally missed the point of what the president was really doing. And it was obvious to those of us who truly believe in this country and what it stands for, and who are not hell-bent on knocking it down at every turn, a true patriot would have seen that actually President Bush was giving homage to one of the greatest icons of the American spirit. For it was exactly 50 years to the day of the first debate that the Three Stooges released one of their most famous shorts entitled Income Tax Sappy, in which they played crooked tax advisors that get rich by giving bad advice to the working class. And in deference to this great event in our history, Bush gave tribute to these three heroic men. In the first debate, he gave a flawless testimonial to Mo Howard, the boss stooge, with his infamous scowl, confused double takes, and curmudgeon mumbles. In the second debate, he gave tribute to arguably the most popular stooge, Curly, or Joe, what with the president's wacky out-of-the-box antics, his winking yuck-yuck-yuck asides to the ladies in the audience, his topsy-turvy logic, and his magnificently twisted torturing of the English language. And finally, in the last debate, our president did what no one has ever really been able to do before. He actually recreated the less known of the three, Larry, with such magical perfection that at times I wondered if perhaps Mr. Bush had suddenly broken away from his stand against anything scientific and actually cloned the middle stooge, Larry, right up there on stage. For at one point early on, the president didn't just imitate Larry, but he became Larry in all his, I'm always a victim, brilliance, complete with the pained expression of being put upon by his superiors, and right down to the detail of having flecks of actual banana cream pie splattered on his face. Why you, and Air America Radio in general, choose to ignore this unselfish testimonial to a milestone in our nation's proud history says volumes about your own agenda against our president. I can only hope you learn from your own overt partisan politics. After all, it is obvious that our president is going to win this election, and Gilligan's Island has a huge anniversary coming up in 2005. Tom Green, Los Angeles. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, that's true. I had never looked at it that way before, Tom. I got this email. I read the first paragraph, and I thought to myself, well, you little son of a... You know, and then I kept reading. You know, the funny part is... really funny part is, if I can stop coughing here, is about 20 years ago, actually about 25 years ago, I was with a theater company here in Atlanta, Southern Theater Conspiracy. It was a pretty avant-garde troupe, and the artistic director, who is also the founder of the company, said, look, let's write a play called The Three Stooges Meet Cleopatra. And it was kind of a pro-feminist, anti-authoritarian thing, and I played Larry. That was my character. And it was great fun. It ran for about 30 performances, and then it was deep-sixed, and then it was brought back about 5 years later and ran another 30 performances. It was a lot of fun. So when Tom sent me this thing about, you know, the Three Stooges, I thought, oh, my God. Moving on to much more serious topics, you probably know by now that... John Lieberman has been fired. He was the Washington bureau chief for Sinclair Broadcast Group. He was fired yesterday after he criticized the company's plans to produce produce a news program based on the documentary put together by these mouth-breathing, drooling fascists critical of Kerry's Vietnam-era anti-war activities. They weren't going to stop with just the documentary. They were also going to put together a, quote, news program, end quote. So Lieberman the other day said, hey, this is nonsense. This is crazy. An interview with a newspaper. And sure, he was fired immediately by somebody named Joseph DeFeo, another fascist, who is Sinclair's vice president for news. And according to... John Lieberman, he was escorted out of the building. I've been escorted out of the building before. I was escorted out of WSB here in Atlanta when they fired me. And they immediately, if they had handcuffs to put around you, they would do that too. So I know that feeling. Anyway, Joseph DeFeo, who is Sinclair's vice president for news, did the firing. I wonder what his history is. Now, the Sinclair's CEO is somebody who practices open sex on the streets of Baltimore with prostitutes. One of the vice presidents, this guy Mark Hyman, is a CIA operative. And then we have Joseph DeFeo, Sinclair's vice president for news. I wonder what his story is. What do you think? Child molestation? Pyromaniac? Peeping Tom? What do you think his is? Bestiality, you think? Lieberman said late last night, I was told I violated company policy by divulging information from a staff meeting in this morning's to the Baltimore Sun in this morning's edition. Now, earlier this month, as you know, Sinclair ordered its 62 TV stations to preempt everything and play this piece of dreck that's disguised as a documentary or a news, whatever it is, about Kerry. Lieberman had said they're using the news to drive their political agenda. I don't think it served the public trust. Public trust? Public trust in media? Oh, come on, John! Public trust? Where do you find that except on Air America and a few isolated instances of liberal talk show hosts struggling to keep their heads out of the swamp water around the country? Where do you find public trust, John? I appreciate what you did, but please, my man, don't sink into that kind of naivete, okay? You don't think it served the public trust. There is not a broadcast operation in America that is interested primarily in serving the public trust. It is interested primarily, they all are, in making a profit. With the possible exception of Air America. Lieberman had said in the interview with The Sun that was published yesterday, I have nothing to gain here and really have a lot to lose. Well, yeah. So Sinclair, in a statement late yesterday, said, "We are disappointed that John's political views caused him to violate company policy and to speak to the press about company business. Now, if he would have been caught getting a BJ in a car on the streets of Baltimore with a whore, it would have been okay. If we found out that he was a murderer for the CIA, it would have been okay. But not this! Not this! Oh, no, not this! We have no further comment on the actions of a disgruntled employee or an ongoing personal matter." So the contract that he had that ran through next August has been canceled. Sinclair told him he was fired for cause and received no severance. His benefits ended immediately. God, I know how that is too, right, Kathy? But Sinclair would not waive his non-compete agreement, which means he cannot work for a broadcast outlet in any market that has a Sinclair station. That narrows it down. What does that leave? Findlay, Ohio, and Lakeland, Florida, maybe, huh? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
There's a magazine you need to know about. Mother Jones, your best source for independent, no-holds-barred reporting. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory deal, just $10 for a full year. Sign up now at MotherJones.com and start with Mojo's feisty, chunky, brand-new issue. Find out why a group of Iraq war vets is refusing to go back, how the State Department is funding a Republican group to overthrow foreign leaders, and all about the outrageous scandal that may finally nail the hammer Tom DeLay. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send a message, spread the word. Now the sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace, take the stage.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance. You're really going to love it.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
I love TV. That's right, I admit it, which is why I don't just watch TV, I watch DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable. DTV gives you access to more than 250 channels, including premium networks like the Movie Channel and Showtime. Of course, Showtime isn't just Showtime. It's 8 different channels of movies and original series like The L Word and Hoff. I know, I'm hooked. And with Time Warner Cable's on-demand services, you can pause, rewind, and fast-forward all with your DTV remote. You just can't do that with satellite. Right now, you can have DTV installed for only $9.95. Just call 1-800-OK-CABLE. And when you order Showtime or the Movie Channel, you get the first month free, plus a 30-day free trial of Showtime On Demand or the Movie Channel On Demand. What's not to love? Get DTV. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Offer expires 10/31/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Premiums will be billed at regular rates as of the second month. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Previews begin November the 5th, so don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Two past the hour. All right, so John Lieberman is out at Sinclair Broadcast Group because he did the one thing that is not allowed in Bush's America. He spoke the truth and he talked about ethical behavior. That is not allowed in Bush's America. What is allowed in Bush's America are lies, deceptions, deceits, murder, mayhem, death, and destruction. And a partridge in a pear tree. Now, for example, Cheney was in Ohio today, and these people, I don't know how much higher they can raise the rhetorical bar where it concerns their attacks on or lower on Kerry. Now, if Kerry's elected, according to Cheney, we're going to have nuclear weapons going off in the middle of our cities. And have you did you see this thing? Was it Monday? Bush is accusing Kerry of trying to frighten America. Oh my God! So Cheney is in where was he? In Carroll, Ohio. I have no idea where it is, and I'm from Ohio. But he raised the possibility of terrorists bombing U.S. cities with nuclear weapons, And he questioned whether Senator Kerry could handle a threat like that. Now, of course, Cheney was speaking to an invitation-only crowd as he does his little bus tour through Republican hidey holes in Ohio. I you know what I'm waiting for? I would imagine on the bus they probably have resuscitation equipment and a doctor and needles full of epinephrine. But wouldn't it be amusing in a bizarre kind of ghoulish sort of way for Cheney to be in some little rural Ohio area and have a massive coronary and just no place to go to get fixed? And when they finally found a place, they said, "I'm sorry, the funds were cut for our little clinic here. We could have saved his life, but damn, with the Bush tax giveaway, we ain't got nothing." And the guy died. You know? How often does that happen to lesser mortals? Anyway, regarding nuclear weapons going off in the middle of cities, and whether or not John Kerry could handle preventing that, the Democrats, of course, called Cheney's comments ironic. Mark Kitchens, who is the Kerry campaign national security spokesman, said Cheney has the audacity to question whether a decorated combat veteran who has blood on the battlefield is tough and aggressive enough to keep America safe? Cheney wants to scare Americans about a possible nuclear 9/11 while the Bush administration has been on the sidelines, while the nuclear threats from North Korea and Iran have increased. Well, yeah, but don't, I mean, come on, everybody, you know, don't get your bloomers in a wad, because everything out of the Bush crime family spokespeople's mouths from this point on is 180 degrees from the truth. They're absolute, total lies, everything. And that's because, first of all, they're neo-Nazis, and they have read the Joseph Goebbels handbook. That's just a given. I don't care if you like that comment. I don't care if it's just like yawn. There he goes, comparing them to Nazis again. That's the playbook from which they developed their attempt to destroy representative government in this country and replace it with neo-fascism. Sorry, that's just that's it. And why am I saying I'm sorry? That's just the truth. That's the way it is. Okay. Secondly, the Bush crime family does not have any positive record whatsoever to stand on. Again, I make the offer to any right winger, any Republican, any Bush supporter, even a moderate Republican. You know, I would like to pimp slap every one of you, but Republicans, but even a moderate Republican, if there's one thing, just one single thing that you can bring to this program that the Bush crime family has done that benefits America, bring it. Bring it on. Bring them on. Bring it on. Okay? None of you can do it because you are all brain-dead, jack-legged freaks who for some reason, vote for Bush. You know, that's the extent of it. Vote for Bush. That's it. Now, one last thing regarding the Sinclair, John Lieberman, not only has he been fired, but a Vietnam vet has filed a libel suit today claiming he was falsely portrayed as a fraud and a liar in this film put together by these right-wing demons. Kenneth Campbell is now a professor at the University of Delaware. He said in the suit, the lawsuit, that this this piece of excremental video called Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal combines footage of him, Professor Campbell, appearing at a 1971 war protest with a voiceover that claims that many of the supposed veterans who took part in the event were later discovered as frauds who never set foot on the battlefield or left the comfort of the United States or even served in uniform. See how these filthy, filthy dogs lie, right? Campbell, who is shown in this thing, attached copies of his military records to the lawsuit, showing that he received the Purple Heart Medal and 8 other medals, ribbons, and decorations for his service as an artillery forward observer in Vietnam in 68 and 69. An artillery forward observer. Now, what was Dick Cheney in Vietnam conflict? What was George Bush? What was Tom DeLay? What were all of these pigs? They were not artillery forward observers, were they? Huh? unbelievable stuff. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Well, I love Fridays by Spencer Armour. I want my weekends to be perfect. So Friday, I meet my friends after work. No big deal. Nothing fancy, but
it's got to be charcoal for my barbecues. Gas grills don't have the same great flavor.
For cotton candy at the fair. My grandson loves the Ferris wheel, but I like
riding my dirt bike all day long. Just as soon as my mom lets me get one. That'll be perfect.
Make this weekend even better. Pick up your local newspaper Friday and find Life magazine inside with great photos, stories, and ideas for the weekend. Visit life.com for the paper in your area.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice. Next! Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile. Next! If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm in the National Guard, and I am a Republican, but there's no way in this God's green earth I'm going to vote for Bush.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
To cut air traffic controller salaries when the air traffic controllers were the only ones who did their jobs correctly on 9/11, how can this be?
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I was so angry. It's a good thing I was home alone because I was screaming at the television.
Six before the hour. I want you to hear some of Bush, some of Bunny Pants, this hypocritical freak from yesterday. He was in Burlington County, New Jersey, at a rec center. Now, allegedly, he was there to give a major policy speech. That was to trick the cable networks, at least, into carrying what he had to say, the usual gibberish, live. It was supposed to be a major policy speech on Homeland Security. But Bunny Pants spent an hour attacking war veteran John Kerry with completely baseless charges and lies, which we're all used to now, except the terminally faithful to Bush, whose brains are being slowly eaten away. They all suffer from BSE. They have spongiform encephalitis in their brains, and their brains are becoming nothing more than... Have you ever been to Tarpon Springs, Florida, or any of those places where they have the live sponges, and you can look at them, those huge gaping holes? That is representative of the brains of people who applaud and... Bush. Let's listen to a couple. Here he talks about how terrible a Kerry presidency would be because we might go back to a time when the world was peaceful and secure. Jesus, can't have that.
During the decade of the 1990s, our times often seemed peaceful on the surface.
But it was a lie, right?
In this period, America's response to terrorism was generally piecemeal and symbolic.
Uh-huh.
The terrorists concluded... This was a sign of weakness.
God, I hate this guy.
And their plans became more ambitious, and their attacks became more deadly. Most Americans still felt that terrorism was something distant and something that would not strike on a large scale in America.
Get ready, audience.
That is the time that my opponent wants to go back to.
Oh, my God. Boo birds, there they are. What did he say? In during the 90s, our times often seemed peaceful on the surface. Yeah, you jackass, because they were, except for the bombing of Yugoslavia. In this period, America's response to terrorism was piecemeal and symbolic. Oh, really? Every single individual, I think, and somebody correct me, that attacked this country is now languishing in prison. Ramzi Youssef, the person who, the blind sheikh, all the people who engineered the first attack on the World Trade Center with the truck bomb, they're in prison for the rest of their lives. Symbolic? The terrorists concluded this was a sign of weakness, Bush says. No, they knew that you and your crime family were not only weak, but you had cut a deal to turn the other way. The Bush administration had been given ample notice. From foreign intelligence agencies, the Israelis told them, the British told them, the French told them, the CIA told them, the Germans told them that something really horrible was going to happen in the United States. And the Bush crime family said, good, good, let it happen. Let it happen. Because then we're going to twist this country into the corporatist, neo-fascist state that we want it to be. So when he says, Kerry, this is a time Kerry wants to go back to it, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. We'd like to go back to the time when people who attacked this country were caught, tracked down and caught, and arrested and tried and convicted and jailed. Sorry, Bunny Pants, if that doesn't hold with... Oh, that's right. You're Christ's little brother. I keep forgetting. You have been assigned by God to do your filthy, dirty work. Okay, whatever. Now, I think he said September the 11th at least 30 times during this hour policy speech. But listen to this lie about Kerry's alleged global test. Right? You know, it's a damn shame that Kerry used a term like global test in the sense, in the manner in which he used it. Because the brain dead, the BSE people in this country, the ones whose brains are being eaten alive by prions, and who therefore worship at Bush's feet, they think Kerry really meant a test! And, of course, Bush promotes the idea to the BSE people whose brains are being eaten alive. Listen to the bobbleheads. This mob is ridiculous.
September the 11th also changed the way we should look at national security, but not everyone realizes it. The choice we face in this election, the first presidential election since September the 11th.
Really?
Now our nation will defeat this threat. Will we stay on the offensive against those who want to attack us? Or will we take action only after we are attacked? Senator Kerry's approach would permit a response only after America is hit. This kind of September the 10th attitude is no way to protect our country.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. And all the saints. And all the Muslim holy figures and all the Buddhist holy figures. I don't know whose name to draw on when I hear something like that. Jesus? The Buddha? Muhammad? This is an audience for a policy speech, you see. That's what Bush told the networks. That's what the Bush crime... Well, we're going to give a major policy speech on Homeland Security. This is a policy speech where you have people suffering from BSE whose brains are being eaten full of holes standing there to cheer. Senator Kerry's approach would permit a response only after America is hit. That is exactly the opposite. Well, you know that, and I know that. But the BSE people don't know that. And you hear the Nazi who leads them? They hesitate. They don't get the applause line or the boo line. So the Nazi, the Bush Nazi goes, boo! And they all go, boo. And the Bush Nazi goes, yeah! And they all go, yeah. Right? You listen, you hear. Now, more on the global test lie, how Kerry's actions would make America less secure. Doesn't Bush realize that the only time this country has been fatally attacked by terrorists to the extent that it was on September 11th was on his watch?
As part of his foreign policy, Senator Kerry has talked about applying a global test. As far as I can tell, it comes down to this. Before we act to defend ourselves, he thinks we need permission from foreign capitals. Senator Kerry's global test is nothing more than an excuse to constrain the actions of our own country in a dangerous world.
I have heard old audio tapes of the German-American Bund getting together at auditoriums in Detroit, in Madison Square Garden, in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, back in the 30s, when there was a real effort to, in this country, by Bush's predecessors, including his grandfather, to establish a German-American Bund, or Bond, that Nazism was, or as Mussolini called it, corporatism, was exactly what the industrialists in this country wanted. This is what the capitalists wanted. There was no such thing as all the agencies that now exist that were put together by primarily during FDR's four terms, regulatory agencies to put the brakes on predatory, destructive, murderous capitalism. And the Nazi sympathizers or the proto-fascists in this country back in the 20s and 30s didn't want to see any of that develop. So along comes Hitler And in listening to Hitler's speeches and listening to what Joseph Goebbels had to say and Heinrich Himmler, and the fact that they were inherently anti-Semitic. And most of us know at this point in our history that Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh, and the list goes on, were absolute Jew haters. Kill the Jews. Oh, my God. Butcher them. Butcher the Jews. This is before, Muslims even existed, I guess. But the anti-Semitism in this country was rivaled only by the anti-black attitude, the anti-African-American attitude. There was even an anti-Catholic, but it was kill the Jews, destroy the Jews. These are the people who funded, Prescott Bush funded, for God's sake, funded the Nazis, helped set up the death camps. And there are Jews in this country who back Bush? Are you people crazy? Anybody who backs Bush, but Jews, African Americans, Catholics, true Christians, true Protestant Christians, you back this killer, this defiler of everything human or holy or, oh, God. I can't get my mind around that. I can't do it. But that's what these people sound like. Those old audio tapes, radio tapes that I have heard, Father Coughlin, who was Rush Limbaugh's antecedent, just this anti-Semitic pig, this crazy man, neo-Nazi, Hitler sympathizer, and happened to be a Catholic priest. God knows how many children he was buggering at the time. But there he was on the radio on the NBC Blue Network until they finally got rid of him. And now we have the pig man, Limbaugh, and the piglet, Sean Hannity, but they're doing the same thing. The propaganda, the lies, the distortions. But my God, these people who cheer Bush on in these mass rallies where only the faithful are allowed in, these are anti-African-American people, anti-gay people, and trust me, they hate Jews. They can't wait to kill the Jews, because in killing Jews, that'll bring Jesus back. More in a minute. I can't stand this. I go nuts. I just go nuts. And I'm not Jewish.
When the Führer says he is the master race, we heil, and in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is the greatest grace. So we heil, and in the Führer's face.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
As if Halloween wasn't scary enough. It's just 2 days before the election. Let's not get tricked again. Let Northern Sun supply your election year costume. Northern Sun has been supplying the left with anti-creep merchandise for over 25 years. Northern Sun has hundreds of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and other products. Get an anti-Bush t-shirt for yourself and your pumpkin. Sizes from kid small to adult 3X. How about an anti-Bush yard sign? The perfect antidote to right-wing evildoers. Do you want to get the monsters out of the White House? Visit NorthernSun.com and get a sticker, poster, or flag to help rid us of those scary ghouls. Don't wait until Bush's head spins around and he throws up on the Constitution. Go to NorthernSun.com and get the merchandise to help exorcise those demons. Can't reach the web because your computer's infected by the ghost of John Ashcroft? Call Northern Sun at 800-258-8579 and get a free catalog. No bones about it. Northern Sun has the merchandise you need to help drive away those right-wing wolves in Washington. Go to NorthernSun.com while there's still time.
Ray, it's your mother again.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Mom. This isn't about the presidential election.
No, Raymond. It's about the Bergen County freeholders.
Why do you care about freeholders?
Because I pay property taxes, that's why. Because your father and I scrimped and saved so you and your brother could have
everything. Ma, I've heard this before.
The Bergen County Democrats are doing a great job keeping county taxes down. They cut taxes again this year. They cut the payroll and spending. They got rid of all those silly perks, and they passed tough new ethics reforms, too. The Democratic freeholders are tightening their belts and making county government smaller and smarter. You know, dear, you could use a little belt tightening yourself.
Ma!
Well, you know it's true. In Bergen County, the Reform Democrats are the only team for taxpayers. That's why I'm voting to re-elect freeholder Jim Carroll, Tom Padilla, and Liz Calabrese. And you should, too.
Hey, 4 by Victory 2004.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry. I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know, I said a couple of weeks ago, Kathy, that maybe the 46-47% of Americans who support George Bush are willing to just kind of sink back into neo-fascism, neo-Nazism. You know, if you are not part of a targeted minority, if you are willing to accept that there is a ruling class and then there's you, Nazism can be okay, you know, if you're willing to contribute your kids to go attack other countries with no provocation. Hitler against Poland, Bush against Iraq, and whoever's next on in Bush's BSE mind. You know, Nazism or fascism, I guess, for the ruling class or the religious fanatics can be very comforting. It kind of fulfills the religious promise here that, you know, life is a toilet bowl. So, you know, live a good life and you'll go to heaven when you're dead. you know, all the laws of nature will be somehow broached. And you will fly up into the clouds and grab a harp and walk on streets of gold and I don't know, whatever. So Nazism, I guess that's what is appealing to these people without even realizing it. The ones who boo and clap and boo and clap at these Bush Bund rallies, it's like, yeah, this is great. George Bush takes care of all my worries here on earth, and Jesus takes care of all my worries in heaven. Hell, I don't have to do anything except, you know, clean out the cat box and maybe, I don't know, get the mail every morning, and everything else is taken care of. You know, Jesus and his earthly brother Bush, everything's covered. We're going to kill all the Muslims. We're going to kill all the terrorists. Eventually, we're going to kill all the Jews. The Negroes aren't going to be a problem. The queers are all going to die. We're going to stop the bitches from getting abortions. We're going to do all this, and everything's fine, and George is taking care of it here on earth because Christ is, or God, or somebody, the star being, has selected him. And then when I die, oh, I don't like to think about it, but I get to go to heaven. I get to ride that golden escalator, that stairway to heaven. I get to go there, and there won't be any Negroes or Jews or Muslims or dogs or queers. It'll just be me and other good. Back to Bunny Pants at his major policy speech yesterday from Burlington County, New Jersey. Talk about your flip-flops or the pot calling the kettle black. Here he accuses Kerry of having an unrealistic view of Iraq and the war on terror. You know, just today one of his generals said they need more police in Iraq or things are going to get even worse. But that's an impossibility.
My opponent has a different outlook. While America does the hard work of fighting terror and spreading freedom, he has chosen the easy path of protest and defeatism.
What?
He refuses to acknowledge progress.
What?
Praise the growing democratic spirit in Iraq. Giving up the fight might seem easier in the short run. But we learned on September the 11th that if violence and fanaticism are not opposed at their source, they will find us where we live.
We know that, George. We know about violence and fanaticism. That's why you are toast. That's why you are going to be defeated. Because you're a violent fanatic. You're the worst kind. You're a religious fanatic. The lies just keep getting more and more outrageous here. This one is on how Kerry will retreat from Iraq. And again, the flip-flop accusation.
When Iraq becomes a free society at the heart of the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
An ally in the war on terror and a model for hopeful reform in a region that needs hopeful reform. The terrorists will suffer a crushing defeat. And every free nation will be more secure.
Yeah!
Fortunately, Senator Kerry does not share our commitment to victory in Iraq. For 3 years, depending on the headlines, the poll numbers, and political calculation, he has taken almost every conceivable position on Iraq.
Unlike you.
Bastard, kill him!
Back and forth so many times, the senator from Massachusetts has now flip-flopped his way to a dangerous position. My opponent finally has settled on a strategy of retreat.
Really? Well, Jesus, I must have BSE then, George, because I've heard Kerry said several times he will kill the terrorists and win Iraq. I think retreat is your area of expertise. You coward, you deserter, you AOL drug-using drunk. Not John Kerry. He's a combat veteran. You know, boom, boom, shoot, shoot, wound, wound, bleed, bleed, metal, metal. You know what I'm talking about, Bush? Eh? You're the deserter. You're the retreater. You're the coward. Hell, you couldn't even stick around and go to the Texas Air National Guard meetings. I'm going to go to Alabama. I'm going to help somebody on their political campaign, and then I'm going to go to Massachusetts, and then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be president someday. So Kerry retreats? Kerry? Kerry retreats? This from George Bush? This from a man who did not have the backbone or the courage or the presence of mind even to maintain his cushy position in the Texas Air National Guard? Oh, please. Stick around. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
When I wear black,
this
is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Have you noticed that when Lynn Cheney thunders about being an indignant mother, she can't repress a smile? And when husband Dick says he's an angry father, he's smirking. That's because they're actually far more pleased than outraged by John Kerry's mention of their daughter's sexual orientation in the last debate. Now they have an issue to distract the country from George Bush's awful debate performances. It was Dick Cheney himself who first brought up his daughter's lesbianism in the 2000 vice presidential debate when he wanted to burnish his compassionate side. When John Edwards mentioned Cheney's daughter in this year's Veep debate, Cheney thanked him for his kind words. But within moments after the third debate between Bush and Kerry, Lynn Cheney was ready with a canned line of faux indignation to feed the post-debate news shows. This isn't parental outrage. It's political theater from two of the most cynical people in American politics, and they've successfully manipulated the mainstream.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of...
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Cheney warns of nuclear attack. Dick Cheney today warning terrorists could stage a nuclear attack in a major U.S. city. Cheney told supporters in Ohio, it's a concept that, quote, you've got to get your mind around. Cheney told an invitation-only crowd, the ultimate threat comes from terrorists who may use deadlier weapons than ever before. John Edwards says Bush and Cheney are running a campaign of fear, trying to scare voters into supporting them. Edwards attacking Bush on national security, saying he created a haven for terrorists in Iraq. Speaking in New Hampshire today, Edwards told supporters Bush has been incompetent on major security issues. Edwards says Bush has not done enough to protect so-called loose nuclear materials in other countries. And Edwards accused the president of failing to protect airports and ports in the U.S. 9/11 relatives in some political ads coming out. The election just 2 weeks away. A new round of TV commercials dealing with the 9/11 attacks. In one John Kerry ad, Kristen Breitweiser says she and her late husband voted for George Bush. But Breitweiser, whose husband died at the World Trade Center, says she is now supporting John Kerry, in part because President Bush initially opposed creation of the Federal 9/11 Commission. John Kerry said today Bush is launching an all-out assault on Social Security, endangering its future. Kerry says the future of Social Security on the ballot election day, it's a choice, he says, between one candidate who will save Social Security and another who will undermine it. The government today says the average Social Security check is going to go up $25 next year, but about half of that amount is going to be eaten up by higher Medicare premiums. More than 47 million Americans will start seeing the increase in their checks in January. It is the largest hike since benefits rose by 3.5% in 2001. This year, the hike, 2.1%. College costs heading upward again, not quite as quickly as last year, when they rose by 13%. The College Board saying tuition at four-year public colleges is up by 10.5%. It also says students are increasingly turning to private loans to pay for education. A doctors group says nearly 1.7 billion veterans either don't have health insurance or cannot get into veterans clinics or hospitals. The group, Physicians for a National Health Program, pushing for a universal nationwide health insurance system. The report says the number of uninsured veterans has increased by 235,000 since the year 2000, so they're losing health insurance at a faster rate than the population in general. The group says part of the increase has to do with the Bush administration decision to suspend health care services for veterans who have a higher income.
If the recent news about prescription arthritis medications has you concerned, ask your doctor about non-prescription Aleve. Doctors trust Aleve for safe, strong, all-day relief of arthritis pain with just two pills. It's a fact. Doctors know the active ingredient in Aleve has been used safely by millions of arthritis sufferers for over 30 years. Aleve, prescription-strength arthritis pain relief without a prescription. Use as directed.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest price diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Eric Schlosser, he changed the way you look at Ronald McDonald with his book Fast Food Nation. Now he says it's impossible to ensure that any beef is safe. You've got Mad Cow, you've got E. coli, and you've got really powerful lobbyists. I've got three words, order the fish. Eric Schlosser plus Mort Milvington joins us with a report from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. All right, we're just about ready to come to your phone calls, so hold on, all right? Stick around. Don't go away. Just a couple more here of Mr. Bush in Burlington County, New Jersey at the, is it Evesham? Evesham or Evesham Recreation Center. Giving what his puppet masters told the cable networks would be a major policy speech on Homeland Security, and it was nothing but anti-Kerry, a campaign speech. And, of course, like the good little foot soldiers, the good little brown shirts that they are, the network stayed with it. We flipped through and watched CNN, MSNBC, Fox, everybody, you know, it was just like, I don't understand what has happened in for example, CNN. As I've told you before, I worked there twice as a writer and a producer. I don't understand what happened to the spirit at CNN, which was kind of a shoot from the hip? If you screw with us, we're really gonna gouge your eyes out kind of attitude. It was news gathering, news reporting, and God help anybody that tried to influence what Ted Turner was doing at CNN back in the day. But that's gone now. CNN is now run by one of the biggest media whore empires in the history of the human race, Time Warner. And it's just sad. So anyway, there he is. Now, Bush says in this soundbite that he'll never forget September the 4th, 2001. No, I don't know. That was a week before. I guess that's when he and the people plotting the attack on this country had a conference call or got together at the ranch or wherever they were. And Bush said, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What else could he mean by September the 4th? Remember, Bush doesn't make mistakes. These asinine things he says has basis in his reality. Either it's something that God whispered in his ear, or it's something that he co-conspired with terrorists to bring about in this country. One of the two. There is no third alternative, unless it is his Rasputin, and that, of course, would be Dick Cheney. So I don't know what he means here, but he talks about September 4th and 2001, but first on how Kerry will make the world more dangerous.
In all these areas, my opponent's views would make America less secure and the world more dangerous. September the 4th, 2001, I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. It's a day I will never forget. Bernie, I remember the workers in hard hats that were yelling at me and yelling at us, whatever it takes.
Kill the Jews!
The man grabbed me by the arm, just coming out of the rubble, and he said, do not let me down.
Get the Negroes!
I have a responsibility that goes on.
And the queers!
I wake up every morning thinking about how to make our country more secure. I acted again and again to protect the American people. I will never relent in defending our country, whatever it takes.
Oh, George, oh my God, you're making me sexually aroused with that kind of talk. I will never relent in defending our country, whatever it takes. Ah!
And then the BSE crowd, you know, the ones with bovine spongiform encephalopathy. How do you say that, Kathy? Is that right? Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Right? It reminds me of the Pink Floyd tune.
I got some bad news for you, sunshine. He isn't well. He stayed back in the hotel. They sent us along as a Southern Gate band.
We're gonna find out where you fans really stand. Are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. That one looks Jewish. And that one's a coon. There's one smoking a joint. If I had my way, I'd have all of them shot.
Oh yeah, man,
that gets the blood pumping, doesn't it?
Did y'all see that movie? Huh? That's what, just once. Oh, if there were really a cloud being, one time, maybe at the inauguration, Bush's second term, they'll play that. Huh? Are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. Finally tonight, a bit of truth from the unelected idiot.
In a new term as your president, we will finish the work we have started. We will stand up for terror. We will stand up for freedom.
No terror!
On November the 2nd, my fellow Americans, I ask that you stand with me.
Listen to that roar. I mean, that's a primal scream that comes right out of the guts, the bowels, right down there where the bladder and the gonads and everything exist, right down there. Rah! I ask that you stand with me. Yeah! God, that's the same place that the Sieg Heils came from, right? We will stand up for terror. And you notice how not one of the BSE people caught that? Or they all did. And we're to believe that these are impartial citizens gathered for a nonpartisan policy speech on homeland security. Are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. There's one in the spotlight. He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. And that one's a Jewish. Her looks Jewish, and that one's a coon. Who let all this riffraff into the room? There's one smoking a joint, and another with spots. If I had my way, I'd have all of them shot. God bless! Thank you! God bless! Oh, my God. Gregory is calling from New York. Greg, welcome to Le Program.
Great job as usual, Mike.
Hey, welcome aboard. Thank you.
How is Kathy doing?
Well, Kathy's doing great.
And Miss Molly?
Miss Molly's doing fine.
I don't know what to say, Mike. Is this the United States or what then? These are those people that you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that would throw their children to George Bush and his neocons.
Yep.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And you're 150% right. The pig men and the piglet, they worship their feet, though. They can do no wrong, according to them.
Yeah, and I don't get that. I swear to God, I don't. But it's what's happening in this country. You said, is this the United States? It isn't. It is until November 3rd coming, unless this regime is driven from office legally and peacefully, of course. If it is not, then I'm not sure what amendment falls next. The Fourth Amendment is no longer operative in this society. I guess the First and the Eighth are gone. The Fifth is damn sure gone. Because now, if you're busted and charged with terrorism, you not only do you not get legal representation, but they will send your ass to Morocco or Syria or Jordan or Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, and by God, they will get the information from you that they want, or maybe send you to Gitmo, where they will torture you, or to Afghanistan, where they will kill you. So, is this the United States? It will not be on November 3rd or 4th, whenever the decision is made, if the decision is made that the Bush crime family remains in power.
Now, I agree with what you said last night. If they manage to steal this election, there's going to be hell to pay in this country.
I would think so. Gregory, we got a break. Thanks for checking in, pal, and thanks
bye
for
now.
Tuning in. You have a nice evening. Quick break here. We'll be back with your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Why is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay still in power? The former exterminator has gotten into more trouble than a kitchen full of roaches. He's now been slapped 3 times by the House Ethics Committee and faced an IRS complaint and a racketeering suit. But that's not all. According to Mother Jones, 3 sets of state and federal investigators may finally be closing in on DeLay. First, there's Texas, where DeLay fundraisers have been charged with felonies for possibly laundering money for a group he founded and helped run. Prosecutors haven't ruled out charging DeLay. Then there's Louisiana, where lobbyists flaunting their ties with DeLay bilked $32 million out of an 800-member Native American tribe. Grand jury subpoenas in the case are flying around like confetti. Even Imelda Marcos has gotten one.
The Senate is also investigating the scandal, and DeLay, a.k.a. the Hammer, is facing yet another House ethics count. House Republicans are used to having lightning rods as leaders, but are they really crazy? The felony charge will finally get them to nail the hammer. This has been a Mother
Jones. Slim, what do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Court of Slim lifestyle have in common?
Those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of Slim one time, but ordered Court of Slim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Court of Slim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and CortiSlim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered CortiSlim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of CortiSlim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
In one speech, towards the end of that speech, September the 4th, 2001, is a day I'll never forget, and on November 2nd, we will stand up for terror. It's beyond an outrage. I mean, not him. He's just a moron. It's beyond an outrage that Americans, to the tune of millions, support him. If you believe the polls, and we can argue about that all night, but if you believe 46% or 45 or 49 or 53% of Americans support Bush, it brings into question for me everything that this country has become. And I do. I worry for all of us. I do. And I know you do, too. I don't think there's anybody that listens to this program or this network or emails me or emails Randy or emails Al or whatever who doesn't worry about what's going to happen to the United States come November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. I don't know about you, but the stress is just unbelievable. I woke up this morning, and well, late morning, like we always do, and I laid there for a few minutes, and Kathy and the kid were still asleep. She sleeps in a bassinet next to our bed so that Kathy can nurse her during the night, and sometimes on that last feeding at 7 o'clock in the morning, Kathy will just keep the baby in bed with us. And so we all wake up together, and it's really kind of groovy. you know, I love it. I love it. You know, to watch a three-month-old open her eyes and you know, check out a new day. It's really something to see. Getting off track. So I woke up this morning, and I'm laying there for a few minutes trying to get my bearings. Where am I? Planet Earth. Oh, okay. And I realized I'd had a dream, a terrorist dream. I'd had a terrorist dream. You know, sort of benign, if there is such a thing, guys, terrorist guys in kind of fatigue uniforms, and they were all carrying huge machetes. And there were maybe 30 of them and 30 of us hostages. And it was a hostage terrorist dream. And in the dream, I knew we were listening to a lecture, and I knew when the lecture was over, these nice, benign people with machetes were going to cut our heads off. Now, that pisses me off. You know, that really makes me angry that my dreams now are penetrated by all this terror talk, all this insanity. A real threat? Hey, show me the threat. Let me deal with it. Right? If somebody attacks my country, I will take one of my weapons and I will kill the bastard or die trying. If somebody attacks my country, I will do it. I will do it. I'm too old to join the military, but I'm talking if somebody invaded this country the way, say, for example, just for the sake of argument, the way we invaded Iraq. I would be an insurgent. I would do everything I could. Roadside explosive devices. Oh, you're damn right. Anything to stop the invader. But Jesus, stay out of my dreams, George. Keep your crap out of my dreams. That's what it's come to. You know, that's what it's. I don't know. Don't you hate when somebody tells you about their dreams? Oh my God! Don't you just want to open a vein, one of theirs? Patrick is calling from New York City. Patrick, welcome to the program. Yo, Patrick. Patrice, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Patrice, welcome to the program.
No problem. You know, I could go either way, I guess.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever works, you know.
Oi. Oi
is right.
From Fox and CNN, and have I told you how much I hate these people?
I think you just did.
Have I told you how much I miss reality and intelligent discourse in our world?
I know.
Look, I'm a passionate progressive. My name is really not Patrice.
Well, that's okay.
But I tell you, in this climate, as a woman and a Jew, I'm afraid. I really am.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Fearful.
I know.
I listen to you, and I'm just relieved to have somebody like you talking the way you do every night. Your passion, your concern, your consideration.
The drug use. No, just kidding.
whatever gets you through the night.
Right, exactly.
I wish you well with your baby. How beautiful.
Thank you.
It just sounds lovely. I like that kind of image. Not the dreams, but the other image of the baby.
Yeah, you know, you struggle.
Yeah,
I have friends who struggle to continue to live a life of normalcy as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I had a bunch of people ask me, it's been a little over a year ago now, what the hell are you doing having a kid? You know, what are you and Kathy doing making a baby, given the way things are? And you know, my answer to that, although it usually was just a shrug of the shoulders and, oh, come on, you know, relax, let's have a beer. But deep down inside, my answer is, you know, for me, for you, for anybody, we give up hope, give up faith, give up an idea of the future. We might as well just roll over in a ditch and die. And I'll be damned if I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you feel the same way. I'll be damned if I'm going to do that.
Well, I have two issues. Well, first of all, one is, I don't know if it's a rhetorical, but, you know, God forbid, I hope this is not going to come to pass, but if we don't take back what is rightfully ours,
right,
what do we do? Okay.
Well, there are a number of options, and we've discussed them on this program, and I know I get pretty close to the line, Patrice, when I discuss them, but what the hell, this is America, it's still, we still have a First Amendment to a slight degree. Patrice, got a boogie, thank you for checking.
There's one other really important thing I need to talk to you about.
Well, hold on, we'll come back to right after the break. This is Air America Radio.
This is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Business is starting to pick up. That's good. But your accounting staff is stretched to the limits. Not so good. If you're thinking about hiring, it's time for AccountTemps. We have the most highly skilled accounting and financial professionals in the business. Hire an AccountTemps professional today on a temporary basis, and you can keep the work flowing. And once you see just how qualified our professionals really are, you may want to consider converting them to full-time employment at a later date. Call AccountTemps today at one of our 325 offices or visit us at AccountTemps.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush with the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Do your promo.
Okay. Ready? Shh. Hi, it's Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Bush and God. What exactly is the nature of their relationship? Do they actually know each other? Are they speaking regularly? Or is one of them dropping the other's name a little too often based on a very slender acquaintance? Journalist Ron Suskind will test the president's faith. Plus, William Longuvisha will take us inside Baghdad's misnamed Green Zone on the next Al Franken Show.
Six before the hour. What was that I heard? Ron Suskind is going to be on Franken's program tomorrow? Oh, my God. Going to have to get up and hear that. Ron Suskind, of course, is the guy who wrote the profile on Bush. It was in the Sunday New York Times Monday, right? The New York Times Sunday magazine, I should say. All right, back to Patrice, who has called in from New York City. Patrice, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks for sticking with me, Mike.
Sure.
Look, the subject at hand, which I'd like you to expound upon and hopefully get through to the younger voice in our country who are being accosted by the socialistic tables denouncing the hawkish behavior of both Bush and Kerry. And my efforts to stand there on a street corner and say, look, we need to get Kerry in place in order to get us out of this situation. He will remove us. He will not keep going. It's a different dialogue that he will have and create a different reality. We have to just move away from the reality we're in. It is not I should put that in quotes because it's not reality. It's fake. We need to get back to reality. And I feel Kerry will get us back to reality. But these young people on the campuses in New York City, I'm in New York, I see them in NYU, they're trying to siphon off these, you know, votes into I don't know what. And I want them to understand that what they want to get to is vis-a-vis Kerry. And maybe your voice would be more persuasive than mine. My one little...
Well, I know what you're talking about.
It's hard for me to explain this. It's kind of a convoluted...
The idealism that young people have can't be compromised. And to that idealistic point of view, Kerry is a compromise. I can remember 1,000 years ago when I was young, and I had the same kind of idealism. And if somebody would have told me back in the early 60s, you know, you have to compromise a little bit, I would have shown them my middle finger and kept doing what I was doing and said, no, it's because you people compromised that we're in the position that we're in here with.
Right.
Back then it was nukes
but
and the Cold War.
To create the argument, you know, if you can get on board with Kerry, he will try to go where you need to go. And that's what I think is the most important message to get around for the young people, which could be a very important swing vote in this election. We need...
Well, that's what I think that's what P. Diddy is trying to do with the, you know, vote.
And I see it. I see it on the ground. I'm on the ground in the village in New York.
Right.
And that's what I'm hearing. And I think it's an important vote. That's a big vote right there.
Yeah, it is indeed.
NYU, Parsons, Cooper Union, you know, these kids all talk. They go to all the clubs.
Right.
And they need to realize that how to get their voice heard in this world and to how to play the game. They don't. They're so idealistic and naive. They don't understand what it is and what's at stake.
Right. Right. Well, I hear you. And Patrice, I don't know what I could do, but we will talk about it. And listen, thank you for pointing it out, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right. You have a nice evening. The young people thing, you know, thank God for the idealism of young folk. I mean, really, thank God for that idealism. Thank God for the unwillingness to compromise. By the same token, there's massive difference. There's always a difference in every generation. In so many instances here in the past 50 years, the difference has been in communication, how we talk with each other, where we get our information. We are now neck deep in the information age. And I think young people, since they have access to just global information and more access to each other, I can remember sitting on the phone talking to friends, and that required, you know, phone this friend, talk, hang up, phone this friend, talk. You know, now with the Internet, you can talk to 1,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000, 1,000,000,000 people at the same time. So I continue to put my faith in young people as far as trying to explain to them the necessity from my point of view, from an older person's point of view, the necessity of setting aside idealism and replacing it with pragmatism. No, it doesn't work. You cannot. And again, I understand. You cannot tell a young person to set aside their idealism and replace it with pragmatism, pragmatism or deal-making or compromise. Can't do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be young people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be idealists. The only thing that what I've learned to do, because I've raised a whole clutch of young people, you know, they're not young anymore, they're adults. And I've seen that, how that happens. How they go through those stages of wonder and then resistance and then fascination and then idealism, and then it starts to be clouded when they realize that the world is not going to work the way they want it to work, and they don't understand why, because the way young people want it to work is the way it should work. It's the way it should work. I just read, somebody just sent me a poem that she wrote in 1949 when she was 8 years old. And the poem was very moving, very quick, a kid poem, but it could have been written by an adult about, it's an anti-war poem. Back in 1949, okay? So my hope is that idealistic young people will understand that they must hold on to their idealism as long as they can, and try to apply it. Try to insist that the Democrats or the Republicans or the Libertarians or the Conservatives or the Liberals or whoever remember that at one time they were idealistic too. I don't know. It's just, you know, we have to do this over and over and over again. Every generation has to reinvent the wheel over and over and over again. And frankly, Patrice, I don't ever see that changing. I really don't. I would never be so arrogant, and nor would you, I'm sure, to try to tell young people to give up their idealism and to switch it for pragmatism, to say, look, if we don't get Kerry in, your idealism is going to go down the toilet. Let me tell you something. Their idealism is going to go down the toilet anyway. It doesn't make any difference. Makes no difference who leads the country. Makes no difference what political party is in power. Idealism, by its own weight, it's not heavy enough. It doesn't stay on the earth. It floats away like a helium-filled balloon. It does. We've seen it. We've all seen it in our lives. We've seen our kids' lives. We watch it. We've read about it. Idealism is light. It's lighter than air. It's beautiful. It's shiny and bright and oxygenated and wonderful, but it floats away. It does. It does with every generation. And I know, Patrice, you were not telling me to try to separate these young people from their idealism. I understand that. But I just want to make it clear I wouldn't try that anyway. And nor would you, I'm sure. I understand that the desperation that most of us of a certain age feel. But you know what? Not that it matters, but it's our fault. Our generation. We've had chances, you know. We've had chances to as every older generation has had chances to hand off something a little bit better than what we were given, and we haven't done it. You know, we just simply haven't done it. Maybe in terms of medical techniques, stuff like that, maybe we've handed off a little bit better in terms of education, perhaps. But overall, we haven't. We haven't. Tell me a generation that's handed, and unless you go back to the Enlightenment. I mean, if you want to go all the way back, okay. But in this country, in the past 50 years, especially, since the so-called Cold War took flight, with its talons and dug its nails into us, what have we handed off? Huh? You know, my generation handed me bomb shelters, duck and cover. What did I hand off? Assassinations. Kennedy, King, Kennedy, Malcolm. So you can't tell young people to give up their idealism. In fact, what you can do is say, go for it. Do your idealism. To hell with the older people. To hell with talk radio. To hell with Malloy. To hell with Patrice. To hell with anybody who stops you on the street and says, no, you can't do this. Don't you understand there's a bigger picture here? To hell with them. To hell with all of them. Keep the idealism. Just push it. Push it. Push it. Push it. But just remember, in order to find a perfect master, you've got to be willing to be a perfect slave. So don't, the only advice I ever give young people is just don't let anybody compromise your values. I don't care if it's socialism, communism, capitalism, Buddhism, Christianism, Ram Dassism, drugism. I don't care what the ism is, you know, nationalism. Don't let any ism capture your values, capture you, capture your mind. The only ism you should maintain, I think, is idealism. You know, the ideal, the poetic, the artistic, the perfect. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Maybe if young people continue to go for it, generation after generation after generation, we all know what happens. Eventually they hit the wall and they get their idealism just battered up against their face and their nose breaks and their cheeks are shredded and their fingernails turn bloody from trying to claw over that wall of reality. But maybe someday there will be a generation that says, no, we're going to stick with idealism and it will work. So I say to anybody who is young and idealistic, hang on to it, devour it, eat it, breathe it, sleep it, excrete it, suck it in. Every pore in your body, just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't listen to people like me. Don't listen to people like me.
And I am guilty, I have war, and I have the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. It's a hard life. And if we poison our children with hate, then the hard life is all we can go. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. It's a hard life forever.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Previews begin November the 5th, so don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! How do we all see?
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
About nine before the hour. Oh, gosh. Pick one. Anyone. How about Andy is calling from Sacramento, California. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
how
Andy.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
First of all, there's lots of this, pulling a vein thing going on. You know, I've been thinking about you for since yesterday's program, and you know, don't do that. truth.
Oh, you mean opening a vein?
Yeah, sorry, opening a vein, yeah.
Oh, no. I just talk a lot. I say things that trying to express the frustration and rage, and God only knows how it's going to come out.
You know, where there's tons of frustration and rage.
I hear that.
And, you know, just whatever you do, don't open a vein, because that's what they want you to do.
Right.
Anyway, if it's okay, I'd like to revisit the whole marriage thing.
Sure.
Okay. My friends Del and Andrea have been together for 13 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Del is a published writer. Andrea is a... she works for... She works for a California senator.
Right.
They own a house together. They have joint bank accounts, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them dies, they're totally screwed by the government. Another friend of mine lost his partner last month to a sudden heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything they could think of to protect themselves in the eyes of the law, but they're still screwed. Phil lost the house because he couldn't afford the capital gains tax
right.
on a house he inherited, which he already owned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And this would never, ever happen to a straight married couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness
mm-hmm.
they didn't have kids.
Right.
I mean, because the state would just take those kids away. I mean, no matter what anybody likes to do with their nasty bits, that's just plain wrong.
Right.
You know? So, before the Republican Christian bigot shut down the mayor's decision to follow the true spirit of the law and treat everybody with equality and respect, I'm lost now. I'm just
well. I understand what you're saying, Andy. if Mary Cheney and Newt Gingrich's sister, if they ever decide that they want to get married, if they ever decide that they want to share community property, if they ever decide that they want to do as a couple with their partner what heterosexuals do as a couple with their partners, then maybe the idea will come home to Dick and Lynn Cheney how scummy and filthy and rotten their attitude has been. Maybe the idea will come home to Newt Gingrich since he is or was one of the leading lights in the Republican Party. You know, maybe eventually when folks start to realize that most families, and by most I mean 50% plus one, most families probably have somewhere in their extended family somebody happens to be homosexual that. And these people are they're nothing but me. They're nothing but you. They're nothing but him or her. And what the hell is all this psychopathic religious snot blowing mouth breathing? Well, it's awful. You know, it's just awful. I've never seen anything like this in my life. If the right wingers were really as concerned about children as they pretend to be, they'd support gay marriage. It'd be one more sanctum of wherein children would be protected. I don't know the snot flinging, mouth breathing, eye picking, butt scratching attitude on right wingers about, well, you know, them queers. You know, that's something I've never been able to understand. I can't get it. I don't care what the Bible says. I don't give a tinker's damn what the Bible says. I do know this. I do know that Jesus never said anything about queers, and Jesus wandered around the Middle East with 10 men, 11 of them, or 12, 13 of them. There were 12 of them. And Jesus, 13 men wandering around in sandals and robes. Hey, yo, what's up with that? Okay? Right? Huh? Can you imagine if Jesus and the 12 disciples showed up in, downtown Birmingham, Alabama? What would happen? Huh? Hey, you fags! Get the hell out of here! We're gonna beat your ass! You know?
Yeah.
You couldn't walk. They couldn't walk down a street. Where could they go? You know? So, to me, the whole thing, pardon the expression, sucks! I just don't, you know, I hate it. I hate this queer thing, this bigotry, this prejudice. People are people, you know, and I happen to believe that people are born the way they're born. But even so, even if somebody chooses to be queer, so what?
Yeah.
So what?
Can I give you a...
Jesus, now see, you've got me riled up. I managed to get through two hours of the program here without screaming, Andy.
That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. I mean, it's something worth screaming about, in my humble opinion. Can I give you a website address?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'd like you and your listeners to go watch a little three-minute movie.
Sure.
It's a movie I gave to Del and Andrea as their wedding gift.
All right, give me the website quick. We're running out of time.
DelRichards.com/wedding.
What's the first part again?
Del Richards.
D-E-L-L?
Yeah.
DelRichards.com/wedding.
Wedding.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to crash the server right now.
No,
all right.
Well,
thanks, Andy. Take care.
Thank you for you and all that you do and all that Air America Radio does.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. All right, we're out of here. Quick break. We'll be back. Another hour of fun and frivolity. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
If you're looking for the next big thing on television, the wait is over. NBC Tonight.
I am here to be a role model for my family.
There's never been a competition like this. 12 overweight contestants are given a chance to change their lives.
I'm the girl next door.
I want to change the way I live.
Just because you're larger doesn't mean you're lazy.
A contest where the biggest winner is the biggest loser. Premiering tonight, followed by Scrubs and Law & Order SVU. All new NBC Tonight.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. In the face of looming shortages of flu vaccine for the upcoming season, the Department of Health and Human Services has announced some welcome relief. Health Secretary Tommy Thompson says there will be an additional 2.6 million doses of the vaccine available in January, and Thompson also says that 24 million more doses of vaccine are being shipped in the coming weeks.
We expect to have 60 million doses of flu vaccine and FluMist nasal spray for the coming season. That's just slightly below the 62 million doses that were distributed just 6 years ago in 1998.
Thompson stressed he wants Americans to know the government has the ability to deal with the coming flu season. He said vaccine maker Aventis Pasteur will supply the additional doses on top of the 55.4 million it has already promised. With 2 weeks to go before the presidential election, the latest polls are showing a very tight race. A Reuters Zogby poll of likely voters shows President Bush and Democrat John Kerry tied with 45% support each. Several other polls have the president leading Kerry by a margin of between 1 and 6 percentage points. President Bush's message was delivered in Colorado Tuesday by his twin daughters. Speaking at the University of Denver, Barbara Bush targeted young voters, saying young Americans are not apathetic about world affairs.
We do care about spreading freedom around the world. We know that a world with more freedom is a world that's more peaceful.
Barbara and Jenna Bush came to Denver after speaking earlier in the day in Colorado Springs. It's no surprise that Senator John Edwards' stump speech in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, focused on health care, the economy, and the war in Iraq. The number two man on the Democratic ticket told supporters that President Bush is fighting for the wrong people.
You cannot be with big drug companies, big insurance companies, big HMOs, Halliburton, big oil, and the Saudi royal family and still be with the American people. You deserve a president who will fight for you.
Wisconsin is considered one of the key battleground states that will be up for grabs in the November 2nd election, with polls there showing the race is too close to call. The U.S. military commander in Afghanistan says the success of free elections in the country is a huge loss of face for terrorists and the Taliban. Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, General David Varno says this is a sign that the Taliban's influence in the country is fading fast.
Not only is it a big defeat to have the election take place, despite all their threats against it and their specific targeting of the election process, but it's also a big defeat for them to make all of the threats they've made and then essentially not show up to follow through on any of their threats. We're very happy about that, but it really leads to some questions about their credibility inside Afghanistan.
As for reports that Osama bin Laden is already dead, General Varno says he believes that is highly unlikely. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more Vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, Vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Do your promise.
Okay, ready? Shh. Hi, it's Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Bush and God, what exactly is the nature of their relationship? Do they actually know each other? Are they speaking regularly? Or is one of them dropping the other's name a little too often based on a very slender acquaintance? Journalist Ron Suskind will test the president's faith. Plus, William Longuvisha will take us inside Baghdad's misnamed Green Zone on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, Truth Seeker, six and a half past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for tuning in. Let's do some more phone calls. Okay, Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Before I get started, I got to ask you a question. That bumper music you had earlier, that Zig Heil right in the Fuhrer's face, is that Spike Jonze?
I think it is. If it's
I haven't
not,
heard that since I was a little kid.
Yeah, if it's not Spike Jonze, it's a sampling, from some other album or CD. But I think if that's the original, I know I can remember my parents telling me, not that you and I have that much age difference, but I can remember my parents telling me about Spike Jonze and listening to some of his music. He really did some funny stuff, especially during World War II, that was real anti-fascist. He made them look like fools.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, he had a lot of fun with music anyway.
Mm-hmm. He did indeed.
I just laughed when I heard it. I know Eric Zorn is one of your favorites, and I just wanted to draw your attention today to his column in the Chicago Tribune. And for those who aren't from the Midwest, just briefly, in the late 90s and early 2000, Mary Cheney, mm-hmm. traveled the country using her status as a lesbian to sell beer to the Coors Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Controversial company in the gay community for its support of ultra-conservative causes, hired her to head its gay and lesbian outreach program. You like that?
Well, I knew about that, and I know the reason that they did it is because Coors, and I can't think of the guy's name who's running for the Senate now from Colorado. These are right-wingers that would make Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell look like bleeding-heart missionary liberals. The Coors family are about as Nazi as you can get and still not, wear a swastika. So their hiring practices, their employment practices were so discriminatory. They don't mind getting the country drunk and causing car wrecks and addicting people to drugs and alcohol. And I know I'm being harsh because, I drink beer. But, they don't mind doing that with their Christian hypocrisy. What they do mind is having black folk work for them and dare to try to organize and form a union. What they also dislike are gay folk trying to tell them, look, we want domestic partner benefits. The Coors family...
That's why they were having the outreach program.
Well, yeah, they tried to cover up the horrible attitudes, corporate attitudes that they have. The Coors Brewing Company, the Coors family, is one of the leading lights of neo-fascism in this country. I wouldn't drink a bottle of Coors beer if I was dying of thirst and that was the only thing left on the planet to drink. They're disgusting. The whole family's disgusting. The product they make is disgusting. It's pissy beer anyway, so who cares, right?
And then Eric goes on to say that when her daddy became the nominee for VP, quote, with her help, Coors lured gay drinkers so successfully that the religious conservatives denounced the brewer, claiming the firm undermined traditional family values. and now Lynn Cheney is saying, talking about cheap, tawdry political tricks. Mm. I mean, gee whiz, give me a break.
Yeah, the fascistic right in this country, the corporate right, the religious right. It's an incestuous group, Marge, as you know. They'll do one thing. They'll attack each other in the morning. They make up and sleep together at night. They're all disgusting. They're just disgusting. They're disgusting.
You know, they say anything that's convenient at the moment, and they don't care if it has any basis in fact whatsoever.
Well, true. Well, true.
So, speaking of beverages, did you get that article I sent you about your favorite Jack Black, what they're doing to it?
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago, and I forget what it is they're doing.
Yeah,
to
they're
it.
Watering it down.
They are.
I saw that, and I said, "Oh my God!"
Well, Kathy always gets me the single barrel Jack Daniels, and they can't mess with that. And I can remember every time we've been unemployed, you know, I have to just press my face up against the window at the liquor store and look at it like a kid at Christmas and lust.
Yeah, well.
But now that we're working again, Kathy buys me single barrel Jack Daniels, and if you're a bourbon aficionado, if you haven't tasted Jack Daniels single barrel, you haven't lived, Marge. That's all.
Well,
I know you don't drink, but for the bourbon drinkers out there.
Well, once upon a time I used to.
I know, but you're a good person now.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
All right, Marge, I got to move on. Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
All right, you too. Nice hearing from you. Yes, Bart Cop likes Shinako. Is that what it's called? Shinako, Shinako, Kathy, open up your mic. Or you can't talk with the baby. Okay. Tequila. And what is it? Sanjo? Shinako Anjo? Something like that. I don't know. But Shinako is my good friend Bart Kopp's. I don't drink tequila, so you know I tried it and it makes me hallucinate and you know see things. Yeah, I have way enough of that already. So I just you know I go for the drink that just kind of numbs you out, and nothing does that better than a good old Southern bourbon. And as far as, well, what am I talking about this for? This is ridiculous. Okay. Mo is calling from Sacramento, California. Mo, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm glad to hear you in Sacramento. I haven't done too much call-ins on these shows since Larry King's Open Phone America. You remember that?
I
actually say what they wanted to say and not get screamed out.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a great program. And back in those years, we had in the Philippines, we had old Imelda and Ferdinand Marcos. And, you know, I feel the trouble with Democrats is we're too easygoing, at least many of us are, or quite a few, and they seem to let things slide, which they shouldn't. But, you know, if we have some phony shenanigans like I suspect we're going to have this election, I strongly urge the people to do what the Filipinos did and have a people power revolution or run them guys out of town, you know, because... you know, you just have to look at that. You know, the people put down these third world countries, but those people had to have one heck of a lot of guts, and they didn't even have any arms or anything. They did that. That was a peaceful revolution. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I do. And the key to it, of course, was the military sided with the people. The military decided they'd had enough of the Marcos family, too. That's always the key, is where the military, in a country that has the military, where the military falls when on which side the military falls in a situation like that. I think the military in this country, in the United States, is so sick of Bush and so sick of Rumsfeld. I'm sorry?
You take, for example, this contaminated fuel thing and them guys, you know, bravo. I'm glad they stood up. And I bet you it wouldn't surprise me if half the soldiers over there would like to just... hop in their little Humvees and drive on out of Iraq and come on back here and say to hell with you, Bush, you know. And I would encourage him. I would respect him for doing that because this guy's an idiot. I mean, you know, I like the way you put it. You know, I like your style there. And what I like even better is you're a Southerner who, you know, generally, usually they're the, you know, the stereotype you depicted on your program before.
Right.
But, yeah, it's good to hear that. It's very refreshing. Out here in Sacramento, we got these idiots. They play Rush Limbaugh in the morning, and then they replay him another couple of times. 9 hours of Rush Limbaugh is pretty disgusting, even if you like the guy.
Well, it guarantees mental illness. Guarantees it.
Oh, and it's terribly boring. You know, I mean, it's just, it's all, you know, they kind of go along this one thought type thing. It's not very creative, you know. They don't think out of the box, obviously, if they think at all. I mean, you know, some Republicans are probably the nicest people in the world. You know, I know some who, if you don't talk politics, they're just great people. But they see that television and they see that radio, you know. I'm a union member, and years ago I wondered why in the heck are these union guys voting for Republicans, and then You know, after doing a little reading and studying around and thinking, I realized that, you know, you've got a good union man sitting in his loader or his equipment, and he's listening to Rush Limbaugh.
And eventually,
well.
Eventually he develops a BSE, a bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Mo. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you found the program. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again. All right, folks, we have a break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Encephalopathy? How do you... Encephalopathy. That's hard to say.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
No, not me. Comfortably numb my behindy. No, no. 866-303-2270 is the number. Roger is calling from Alvin, Texas. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. One more. When are you going to take the gloves off and go after these people?
I know. I've been holding back too much, pal.
You have. I report tonight. I attended in Delay Country.
Yeah.
Down here, I attended a debate between Tom DeLay and his challenger, Richard Morrison.
How serious is this challenge by Mr. Morrison? I hope it's deadly serious.
A couple of weeks ago from Morrison Country, excited. You were kind of skeptical because, yeah, really.
Hey, Roger. Listen, you're breaking up so severely.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, sorry. The number one fact is DeLay showed up.
Right.
Which indicates he perceives a threat. We believe these ethics charges, this didn't come at a better time, really, because it is starting to have a toll. He's got a credible challenger this time. He hadn't had a credible challenger in years, you know, because most people just like, nobody else wants it, so some token guy will run. This Richard Morrison is a serious, articulate challenger. The debate was good. Morrison supporters outnumbered the DeLay supporters 3-1. The other factor here is DeLay tinkered with his own district, 30% of his district, because he redistricted his Texas. He tinkered with his own place. So 30% of his constituency is new. So
really?
He took a risk there.
Really?
Yes. And that's actually where, now his base is, you know, in one end of the district, his challenger's base happens to be in the new part. So this is a wild card DeLay introduced into his own reelection. I think he just overestimated his support. The debate was good. I tell you what, I was impressed. DeLay was a smart guy. He's articulate, but he never attempted to disguise his corporate toadyism.
Right.
He kept banging that drum all night long. Give the money to the corporations and everything will be fine. But I tell you what, I'm going to give you something else here from DeLay Country.
Yeah.
And Bush Country, and that's why I finally came to the conclusion that why the polls are so misleading. You get a Bush guy on the phone, he's going to say Bush.
Right.
As I drive around, what do I see? Right here in Bush Country, a disproportionately high number of Kerry Edwards signs. 4 years ago, I saw a lot more Bush signs. They're not there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there. That these people have lost interest, and I think, yeah, you get them on the phone, they say Bush. Come November 2nd, they're going to stay home, or some of them are going to get in the privacy of that booth and vote their conscience.
Well, I hope that's the case. Now, let me ask you something. Tom DeLay is almost more of a Christian fascist than even Ashcroft or Bush himself. And I would assume that DeLay's base, so-called, in the Sugarland, Texas, is also shares that evangelical, Christian, wide-eyed fundamentalist stuff. How do you overcome that? I mean, if those people see or perceive a threat, they'll get out. You know, they will forget. They will overlook the fact that Tom DeLay is a thug and a criminal. Tom DeLay is a godly man. He talks Jesus. He talks the
talk. Yes, sir, the hardcore will. Well, I was sitting here on hold, and I realized playing solitaire wasn't going to cut it, so I went on to CNN. I did a Google News, found an article from yesterday on Tom DeLay and his hometown. And what's happening is a lot of the faithful are becoming disenchanted. One woman was quoted as saying she's going to vote for the independent, who was actually at the debate tonight. Yeah, it's eroding. There's no doubt about it. And furthermore, this 30%, this new area, I'm well familiar because my town is closer to the new area that he incorporated into his own district.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think that's more of a liberal base. You know, Houston is like a lot of metropolitan areas. We may be in the heart of Texas. But you get in the metropolitan areas, you're going to have your concentration of liberals. And Houston is like that, even though there's still a lot of Republicans. But
well, that's true here in Atlanta. It's true in Birmingham. It's true in Montgomery. So yeah, I think people misread or overlay on Texas that they're all wild-eyed right-wing rednecks, which is not the case.
Yeah, I think DeLay threw himself a curve. Now I've called football games wrong, but I tell you what, I will make this and stand firm. This is going to be the closest challenge if he doesn't lose, and I think it's the second most important race in the country. It's going to be the closest challenge he's had, period, since he got in there.
Well, that's interesting,
I
agree.
Richard Morrison got.
Yeah, I agree.
And you drive around, like I said, I'm going to call back after I've done a non-scientific drive-around survey. I'm going to do a tally on signs right here in redneck country because bumper stickers, tell you what, I'm starting to see I'll pull up behind a redneck pickup truck with guys in cowboy hats and baseball caps, and they've got Terry Edwards stickers on the truck.
Amen, so do I. And when I go in the North Georgia Mountains, I said the other night, I put one of my shotguns up in the gun rack. Hey, we got to leave it there. Thank you, Roger.
All right, carry on, dude.
All right, man, keep us posted. All right, quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone on Air America Radio.
Well, I'm long told Texan. I enforce justice for the law. Come from Texas to enforce the law. Look at me, and they say,
welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
if only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Those greedy, selfish, self-oriented, do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Today.
26 before the hour. Parviz, I hope I'm saying that right, is calling from Larchmont, New York. Parviz, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck to your family and your baby.
Thank you.
When you talk about her, that reminded me of babies in Iraq, that this dastard is dropping bombs on them. And
I know.
The moron says, I want to give everybody freedom. I mean, this is freedom, you moron, you criminal, you war criminal. You know, Kofi Annan said that this war is illegal. So that means this man is a war criminal. He has started an illegal war, and he's not qualified to run. What's wrong with that? Our Constitution says that a war criminal, is not qualified to run. Don't you agree?
Oh, sure. I deal with this a lot. When Kathy and I spend time with our baby, which is just about every moment that we're not on the air, and then we see the pictures coming from Iraq, and we don't see them on American network. We have to go to Al Arabiya or Al Jazeera. And these pictures, these reports about what is happening to children who are just as precious, Iraqi children who are just as precious to their parents as Molly is to Kathy and me. It's heartbreaking. I can't stand it. I mean, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Let me talk to my American fellow citizen and my fellow Muslim. If you're going to I believe, first of all, I believe there'll be poll. It says 45-45, because the polls can be biased. And Zogby's is not biased. The others are biased, but that doesn't matter. The 45% that are going to vote for Bush, let me talk to you a little bit, please. First of all, 9/11 happened when Bush was the president. If Clinton were still in power, I bet you this would not have happened, because Richard Clark would be in charge, not Condoleezza Rice, who was a professor like me, and he was an expert in the Soviet Union relationship. She didn't know anything about Al-Qaeda or anything about these terrorists. And they took their eyes off the ball. They let these dastards learn how to fly here without learning how to take off and how to land. And Osama bin Laden said, hey, this is my time. These guys are so good. Yeah. So Osama bin Laden was so happy he attacked us. So American people, are you crazy? This man let you down. This man let Osama bin Laden kill 3,000 of you.
Let me interrupt, Parvis. The 45 or 46 or 47% of Americans who don't support Bush understand that. The other group, the group that supports him, I think to a large extent, they are Christian fundamentalists, and to me, Christian fundamentalists are as terrified of life as Islamic fundamentalists or Hindu fundamentalists or Jewish fundamentalists. You know, when you are that far into religion, into religious dogma, that you will kill, that you will slaughter in the name of your religious dogma, then I think you are terrified of life. Just thoroughly. So the people who are supporting Bush in this country, I believe this. I honestly believe this. Okay. These are religious fundamentalists who are as bad as any religious terrorists in the history of this planet. And I've said it many times on this program. This earth is waist deep in blood that has been shed as a result of religious zealotry. And sadly, I don't want to piss off any Christians, but sadly, sadly, so much of the blood shed has been shed by people who try to identify themselves as being Christian. And it's a shame. Jews have died, Muslims have died, Hindus have died, so many people have died. Pagans have died, people who practiced indigenous religions that were not all that structured have been slaughtered, have been put to the sword by Christians, and it's heartbreaking, because I don't think that's what Christ had in mind.
No. Let me talk about two Muslims. You know, the Zogby poll shows 50% of Muslims are going to vote for Bush, and it was 90% last election. It's down to 50, and 50 for Kerry. Now, let me talk to the guys who are going to vote for Bush, please, the 50%.
Sure.
My fellow Muslims, this dastard put 5,000 of us in prison, and not one of them was a terrorist. He took innocent Muslims and put them in prison and tortured them. And the Department of Justice Inspector General said that these guys were beaten, they were mistreated, and you know what? We did not even get their names. The Supreme Court misbehaved in this case. Shame on Supreme Court. They should have allowed us to know the names of these guys, so we will go and survey them and see how many of them were tortured by Ashcroft, that man of no honor, that Yabu Ashcroft. He has no honor. He likes to torture Muslims, and he's torturing them. He gets innocent people, puts them in jail, and he is happy because he said, these pagans are being tortured, and I'm going to go to heaven. So are you going to vote for him? Believe me, if you vote for him, he's going to put you in prison. He's going to mistreat you. He's going to start a war with Iran. Look at his record. He is a liar. He's going to start a draft. He is a liar. Don't believe him, because he lied about weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. He lied about Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein's connection.
Well, let me ask you, Parvis,
yes.
Why? You know, people, the people in the non-Muslim community,
yes,
try to understand why 50% of so-called Christians will vote for Bush. 50% American. Why would 50% of Muslim Americans vote for this guy?
I believe me, some of them are scared because they, you know, maybe they lie. They think that the pollsters are going to reveal their name, and they're scared that they're going to be put in jail.
They're afraid that their vote will be found out?
No, they're afraid that if you tell to these pollsters how they're going to vote, so that is one possibility. And in every community, we have, as you said, people who are afflicted with BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Oh, you have that too.
And those are my fellow Muslims, yeah.
Right. But in the privacy of the voting booth,
yes,
are Muslim Americans going to vote for this thug?
I don't know. They're scared. They're scared. They think that these machines are going to reveal them. I'm really scared about these machines. Not for in that way. I think they're going to steal our votes because these guys are so shameless.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bush said that he's going to affect the elections in Iraq and make his candidates win, the
yes,
U.S. candidates win, and
yes,
Nancy Pelosi, Honorable Nancy Pelosi, I love him. I love her for this. Said, hey, no way, Jose. No way. I mean, you're going to spread democracy there and you want to change the votes? What the hell? You know, they did it in Florida. They disenfranchised 20,000 black Americans. They disenfranchised, and right now they're up to their tricks. And I don't know why we have these machines that they don't have a paper receipt or a paper trail. I bet you. What's the name of that company? Diebold?
Diebold, yeah.
Bastards. They didn't put a paper thing over there to cheat. And you know, our military has these electronic airplanes that can change the thing. They don't have to be there. And they use it in Iraq to jam things. They can do it. They can jam it in the democratic area. And I'm ashamed. The Pentagon guys, these bastards who come and say in Afghanistan, everything's okay. You dastard. And Bush says, oh, a woman was the first one.
I know. Parvis, I have to break.
Okay,
I have to. Listen, thank you for checking in, though. And keep us apprised of what's going on with some of your fellow Muslims who may be voting for Bush. And I agree with you. Bastards. That's my favorite word,
yes,
too. Parvis, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Was it somebody said to me tonight, the caller from Texas, gosh, Malloy, don't hold back. Say what you really mean. I could say the same thing to Parvis, right? Parvis, what do you really think about these thugs? Oh, my God. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on forever.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking my call, Mike.
Absolutely.
My pleasure to be speaking with you. Yeah, two things if I can. First of all, with respect to Cheney's new scare warnings about nuclear terrorism and everything. I have a poem on Bush and Cheney and the politics of fear, and that's really what's involved here. The second thing would be about, you know, the whole Sinclair Broadcasting situation with the firing this guy, this bureau chief, real bureau chief, not a pretend one like me.
Because you're a bureau chief for this program, you think it's a pretend one?
Last time you made me for Amityville, yeah.
Yeah, but you think that's a pretend position, the bureau chief Amityville?
No, I'm sorry, I take that fact then. Yeah, but what happened to this guy at Sinclair for daring to speak out against this?
Oh, sure, he gets fired, absolutely.
Yeah,
and not only that, he loses all his benefits.
Yeah, and that's part of a larger pattern of what's happening to anybody who speaks out. What's happening to our civil liberties under the Bush administration? You speak out, you dissent, you criticize the Bush administration, you either lose your job or you get threatened with arrest or you get arrested for wearing anti-Bush T-shirts or even for daring to say protect our civil liberties.
I know,
T-shirt.
Jerry,
yeah.
Bureau Chief Jerry.
Yeah.
I gotta move on. I gotta break here. Okay.
Okay, can I do my poem after the break? Just take
I've got to move on, and Friday is poetry night. Call in Friday, we'll do your poem. All right? Where'd he go? All right, Bureau Chief, check in. Friday night, we'll do your poem. Quick break, we'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is in Afghanistan more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
3, 2, 1, happy new president!
On election eve, we're sending the idiot king back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before election day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101. Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater, it's Bush's Last Night.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner?
Why aren't you using Avacort, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacort, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacort is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacort yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacort with all of today's orders. Avacort is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacort. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacort absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
About 8:30 before the hour. Randy is calling from... let me put you on hold for a second, Randy. I'll come right back. I want to do the credits to the program engineer in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake was our call screener tonight, as usual. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the program. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com handles our website. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Now, Randy in Texas. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Randy.
Man, you are inspiration. Yeah, I mean, you said earlier that you were that you thought you were getting young people down. You're doing quite the opposite. You're riling us up.
Well, what I meant by that was, it's difficult for people in the older generation to understand people in the younger generation because of the idealism thing. I know I've been there, and most everybody who has a soul, a heart, a mind, the ability to think has been there. So I don't like to hear people in the older two or three generations, those of us who are still plodding around here, talking down to people in the younger generation because younger generation people have that idealism. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
Let's see, what else? Well, I do a radio show at a community radio station. Basically, I started out just doing music, but I've got a late night slot. And, mm-hmm. Here in Texas, we're deep in Republican country, but, at midnight, I do a rant session on, it's basically just on Thursday nights, but I do, the rant session and, I get my news from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Our university is kind enough to provide New York Times to us for free Monday through Friday, so I pick up my New York Times, I look through, I get outraged, and I get on the air and tell people why they should be outraged.
Well, that's good. Is this a college station, a listener-supported station? What is it?
It's a listener-supported Pacifica affiliate. We're not really associated with the university, but
right.
we're a local station. We've got a website, but we're not streaming right now.
Uh-huh.
It's keos.org, www.keos.org.
K-E-O-S,
then,
okay.
Yep. And just I want to send out just a shout-out before I let you go. We've got a local, well, basically it's a group of Air America fans that's got a blog. It's www.aar.org. IRC.blogspot.com, and we have a chat room there, and we listen to you guys, and I'm telling you, Randy Rhodes, Janine, Al Franken, all of you, you're doing a great job. You're getting us riled up. We're ready to go.
Well, that's great.
We're ready to get these guys kicked out of office.
It's great you got a blog spot out there. That's great. Everybody here at Air America appreciates that. You know, we are young. We were just born 6 months ago. So we're still, just getting our legs underneath us. But it's great that folks who hear the program or hear the network are intrigued enough to get discussion groups going about it. That's a great idea. Randy, I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Thanks for checking
in.
Hope to hear from you again. Good luck with your program. Take care. Hey, Helen is calling from Hazelcrest, Illinois. Hey, Helen.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm great. This is the first time I've called, and I just love listening to your show every evening now. I actually turn my TV off, and I start listening to Mike Malloy because he's so inspirational.
Well,
and, of course, here in Illinois, we're basically Gore, Kerry supporters. So, it's not like a Texas. We're not worried about
that. Yeah, but it's too bad you don't have any talk radio in Illinois, at least that I'm familiar with.
We did originally when you started, and then somehow you were turned off.
Yeah, Air America will be back on the air in Chicago eventually, but when you stop and think that with all the Democrats, not necessarily liberals, but Democrats and liberals, conservative Democrat, liberal Democrat, whatever, who live in Illinois, especially in Chicago, and all the folks in Chicago have to listen to a Rush and Hannity and Jay Marvin and, mouth-breathing right-wingers like that, what a shame.
Yeah, well, I've never listened to them. I've never had time.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you.
This is really the actual first talk radio that I've really listened to, and I searched you guys out. You were in the newspaper here, and I've been listening to you ever since you started a few months ago. I guess almost a year ago now, whenever it was. But.
Yeah, I think it was the end of February or the 1st of March that Air America went on the air. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you found the network.
Yes. So I'm streaming online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll be on a radio station that you'll be able to pick up. So, and we are on satellite radio right now, Sirius and XM. So, if the spirit ever moves you to subscribe to Sirius Satellite Radio or XM, you can get it that way too. Hey, listen, I hate to say this, Helen, on your first time calling in, but we're flat out of time. Well, I'll tell you what. This is Tuesday night. Wait till about Thursday night. Call us back in. Call us early, and we'll talk. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Yeah, we are just flat out of time here. So, anyway, thanks for your participation tonight on whatever level it was. We do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Take care. Okay. Watch your back. Be careful. Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation.
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. In the face of looming shortages of flu vaccine for the upcoming season, the Department of Health and Human Services has announced some welcome relief. Health Secretary Tommy Thompson says there will be an additional 2.6 million doses of the vaccine available in January, and Thompson also says that 24 million more doses of vaccine are being shipped in the coming weeks.
We expect to have 60 million doses of flu vaccine and flu mist nasal spray for the coming season. That's just slightly below the 62 million doses that were distributed just 6 years ago in 1998.
Thompson stressed he wants Americans to know the government has the ability to deal with the coming flu season. He said vaccine maker Aventis Pasteur will supply the additional doses on top of the 55.4 million it has already promised. With 2 weeks to go before the presidential election, the latest polls are showing a very tight race. A Reuters Zogby poll of likely voters shows President Bush and Democrat John Kerry tied with 45% support each. Several other polls have the president leading Kerry by a margin of between 1 and 6 percentage points. President Bush's message was delivered in Colorado Tuesday by his twin daughters. Speaking at the University of Denver, Barbara Bush targeted young voters, saying young Americans are not apathetic about world affairs.
We do care about spreading freedom around the world. We know that a world with more freedom is a world that's more peaceful.
Barbara and Jenna Bush came to Denver.